Parshas Vayikra, Sugya of Karbonos. Vayikra has a small aleph. The Balaturim writes that the MS, the Rabbi Shalom, told Moshe to write a regular aleph, Vayikra. But Moshe Rabbeinu Miroiv Anova wanted to write Vayikor without an aleph at all. Because the difference between Vayikor and Vayikra, Vayikor is Lashon Mikra. It chanced upon him. It wasn't the kriya of chiba, of a chibur, of a shaykhis. It's the lashon that the Eibishter uses by Bilam, that he's only nigla elav b'chaloyim. By Amalek it says asher karcha, which is all an inyan of mikre. The emes is though, when people think that it's mikre, people think their attitude, that's what Amalek is teaching you, that it's asher karcha, that it's mikre, but it's not. It's the same oisi, it says rak me Hashem. B'nahapichu, if you mahapich the oisi of mikre. Everything is from Hashem. Remes. Moshe Rabbeinu Miroiv Anova wanted to write by Yikar. But then the pshara was that he wrote a small aleph. In the schus of writing that small aleph, Dapka, to leave them, to leave his Anova, he zoichet by Yikra. Because the MS, by an Anov, the Gemara says, the Chazal explained, an Anov is a kli kibul for Ashuras Hashchina. The Rambam, the MS in Shmoy Neprokim explains that the whole Yisoid of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, when Miriam, the Emes, was miraning that maybe Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was just as much as theirs, the Chirak, Ach, the Moshe Diber, Halagam Bonu Diber, and the Teretz back was, Vayish Moshe Onov Mikol Odom. His Anova is what made him a bigger Kli Kibul to be Mekabel Ashuras Hashchina. The Guf, and the Gashmias, and the various Negias is what's Choytzeitz to be Emes to see the real Metzias of Molech Halaris Kvoidah. So Dafke is Anova is what allows him to be. And Faker, Aval Gaiva, the Gemara says, Ein Aniva Hu Yechoylum Mother, the Mokem Achas. So Dafke, because he wrote it with the small Aleph, that Anova is what lets him be Emes get the Madrega Vayikra. Now the Emes is, there's a word over here, the small Aleph. The Aleph is Alufay Shaloylum, is the Rabboni Shaloylum. Sometimes, and that's the purpose of this Oylam Hazah, where it's so Ne'elam, and it looks like it's Asher Karcha and Mikre, but a person has to be mizboinen into the small aleph. With his boinenus, he chaps on that the emes, it's a vayikra. And he stells the chtsu to the aleph, to the alufa shel oilam. The parasha starts, Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon. This forum explained that what's an Adam? On one hand, an Adam is ofer minho adama. On the other hand, an Adam is adam el elyon. That's the guf and the neshama of an Adam. That is what an Adam is. He's taka on one hand, meha adama, and on the other hand, he's adam al elyon. The whole arbit of the Adam is to be balanced through both of those things. The person is not just amal. He's an Adam. But he also is not a behema, moisir Adam na behema oyen. He's an adam al elyon. But the Adam is made out of dam, basar of adam, and the aleph. The aleph is what makes that Adam, that he's not Stam Basar Adam, he's an Adam. Similarly, the Sfarim explained that the avoid of the Karbonis is with Aharon. It's Mavur that Aharon was a Gilgal Neshama of Haron. And they explained that Haron, the Emes, also was Moiser Nefesh. He jumped in. What was the Nakuda? And not Stam, they explained that Haron was very focused on the center of the Arbit, of the avoid, that he also was Moiser Nefesh. And the letters Hey, Reish, and Nun, the Nun Soifi, are all letters that are in the middle. Hey is in between Aleph and Yud. Resh is in between Kuf to Tuf. That's all it goes to 400. Resh is 200. It doesn't go past Tuf. And the Nun is 50 between the... So it's Mamish center poised for... But he was missing the Nakuda of the Aleph. He was doing it to L'shem Aluf HaShavoylam. Avoid this HaKarbonis of Mesiris Nefesh, which Karbon is Mesiris Nefesh. It's as if Ki'ilu Hikrav Chel Vagadoma. It's the same thing as jumping into the Kipshon. Aharon, with the Aleph, was the Tikkun of Haron. That's also Chodesh Adar. Dar is that we want to make a Dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aluf HaShavoylam, the Tachtoylim. In Chodesh Adar, we want to make that Hashuas HaShchina Aleph Dar. Dafke in Chodesh Adar is when the Mishkan was finally completed and they waited, and also in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Hashlama was in Adar, and the Parshias of Truma through Vayakal Pakuda is always named in Chodesh Adar, because the Hashras HaShchina is that Indian of Aleph Dar, to make that in this Oilam Hazar, which is Bemes, it's Behalten, to see in everything the Alufa Shel Oilam. Now it's a small aleph. There's another pshat. Chassam Sofer explains aleph is one. Gematria one. And we said that the highest is tough, but it's really not true. The Arizal goes like this and others that there's five letters. There's mansapach. The five end the letters. Mansapach also have gematria level and they are represented as 500, 600, 700, 800, and 900. The tzadi, the end of tzadi is 900. And what comes after 900? Elef! Elef is aleph. The Chassam Sofer explains that aleph has a patach and a tzeirei under it. That's 26. That's yud kei vav kei. The Rabbi Nishlan. The tzeirei is two yuds and the patach is a vav. The Elef is a segel, is six dots. That's connected to Shishim Riva of Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is Chadim. But all the way from the Elef to the Aleph. Now here there's a small Aleph. There's a place where there's a big Aleph. Divrei Hayomim starts the first Pasuk. Adam Sheis Enosh. The Adam in that first Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is a big Aleph, bigger than the regular size. That's connected to Elef, because the Emes Adam Arishoin, Adam Arishoin, we don't have any Muslim. What it means Adam Arishoin Acharach. Adam was the Aleph was the full thousand. After the Chet Egel, they lost. They were only 1/1000th of it. That's the Aleph, the small Aleph. Although the truth is, the Svarim explain Moshe is 345. It's the same gematria as Kel Shakai, and there's a Yonim in it. Kel Shakai is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Lamai says Kel Shakai is the same gematria as Moshe. But if you spell out Kel Shakai, you spell out the letters Aleph, Lamed, Shin, Dalet, and Yud. 999. It's Moshe Rabbeinu was missing that one. That was represented by the small Aleph. Now one last thing on the Aleph. Vayikra El Moshe, it says, the Chassam Sofer writes, what's the difference if it says Vayikra Moshe with an Aleph or Vayikar Moshe with, I don't know, the difference is one, yeah? Vayikra Moshe is 662, Vayikar Moshe is 661. He says 661 is Esther and Shoshana. The Megorah Gemara says in Megillah that the remez for Esther in the Torah, one of the places is Tachas Asirpa Diala Hadas, and it continues Shem Oilam Eten Loi Asher Loi Yikaros. Loi Yikaros is also Gematria Esther, Gematria Vayikar. And that's Esther. And that's the same letters, but there's a malach, akasrikelko. That's lo yikaris, is those letters. But one letter higher than that is biseser, not Esther, biseser. That's a chodna, that's when you add that aleph. When you add the aleph, then it's already a higher majrega of Yeshua, biseser, elvin. And then can come the geula from Esther, and that's for the next year in the inyanim of Purim. So that was the Adam.
How does
what? Same letter. No, the Akashrikal is the extra aleph. Lo Yikares is the letters of Akashrikal without the aleph. Akashrikal is the aleph added to the Lo Yikares. And then comes Yoshe Biseser. Biseser is 662. And that's numerous. And by Yikar Moshe, you have to do it with Moshe. By Yikar Moshe, by Yikar Moshe. Yeah. Weiter, noch the aleph. Rashi says, by Yikra, there was a koil god over Chazak. Aber miyad, when the koil came to the Chotzer Achitzayna, it was Nipsak. There's a koil, Godol, Viloi, Posak, that's in Botei Midrashim and Botei Knesias. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Mikdash Ma'at, Botei Midrashim, Botei Knesias. And a person can come in, and there's a Beis Medrash that's filled with the koil, Godol. But we have to know, it goes to the Chotzer Achitzayna, umiyad, ayin Nipsak. If you're outside, you don't hear the call. Nemuz Zayin, Arai, in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash is the Vayikra. Outside the Beis Medrash is Shainish. The Belalap Yan stells, it's based on a Medrash, I think, but the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakrev mikem karban. The Adam, which we said, the Adam is, on one hand, Adam ala Elyon, on one hand, he's a goof, on one hand, he's a neshama. Later on, when it talks about the karbanish, the Pasuk says, nefesh ki secheto. So is it the Adam or is it the nefesh? So Rebel Lapan explains, really, there's both. An Adam is really a goof and a neshama. When he does the chait, he's putting him in the nefesh. But the ikar of the carbon is better for the Adam, to bring the Adam back to that majority. But he brings a mashal. The Medrash says, a mashal of a Medrash, a mashal that a Kohen had two wives, one was a Bas Kohen, one was a Bas Yisrael. And he gave them an isa to watch that it shouldn't be mitam, and they were nichshal in the shmirah. He has a bigger kepeda on the bas koyin because she has a shaykh. She grew up in her father's house. She really should have known better. So by the chait, the adam is really both. He's the bas koyin and the bas shol. He's the guf and the neshama. On the chait, the taina is more on the bas koyin, on the nefesh, the one that should have known that came from the elyonim. Or but the purpose of the carbon is about it to bring back up for the adam alayim. The pasuk says, "Adam ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem." The Nesivus Sholem makes a gevaldik diik in the Lashon HaPosuk. He says, we know that Ramban speaks about it and others, that the inyan of a korban be'etzem is ki'ilu hikruv chel by the domoi, and it's not just that you're shechting a behema, there's something much more teeth going on. It's be'etzem, an expression, a bitoy of Mesiris Nefesh, ki'ilu a person is makriv himself. And he says like this, Adam, a person, ki yakriv mikem, if he realizes that this carbon is really not just about the animal, it's taki him. The behemoth represents the mikem, that he's being makrif, his atzmius, his chelboi v'domi, literally. So then it's carbon Lashem. Then he has musogim, and it's his carbon is carbon Lashem. That's the level that it's called. But if he doesn't understand that, he thinks, the hemshech haposek, it's min ha-behemoth, min ha-bokr, min ha-tsoin. So then it's takrivu es karbanchem. Yeah, okay, that's your pshat and karbonis. That's not carbon Lashem. The ikar avon of carbon Lashem is to understand that you kivu makrif from your own. But the Indian is, we're talking the first carbon that opens up is Nedava. Nedava you have by Karbonis, Nedava you have by Mishkan, Nedava you have by a Nazir, and Nedava Bechlal, a person that is Avodas Hashem, sometimes he can go beyond. And he wants to do a Nedava Hashem in Tzedakah, in Davening, in Tefillah, in anything that he chelik of Zavoida. But the aside is, when you do Nedava, there's a pasuk later on in the parsha, Kol Chelev Lashem. Kol Chelev Lashem. You're supposed to give from your best. And the emissary from a first Aloha Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzedakah, in Yeridei, it's Simin Reish Memches. It's Bemis coming from a Rambam, in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. If someone wants to be Mizak himself, to be Koifiz Yetzer, it says, so if you buy a base tefillah, make it a very nice one. If you're being Machel, someone that's hungry, give him from the Toiv HaMosik Sheb Shulchancha. If you're being Mechas and Aram, so give him from the best clothes. You want to be Matish, give something a Hekish from Yofa Sheb Nefasov. A whole list of things, all Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, V'chein Hu Oimer Kol Chelev Lashem. When you're doing something Hashem, whether it's in the dove, in any aspect of your avodas Hashem, it should be on the level of kol chelav Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, describing the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Darshan the pasuk v'haya emunas itecha choisen Yeshua's chachma v'das. Emuna is seder zroim, itecha is moed, choisen is noshim Yeshua's seder nezikin, chachma v'das, chachma is kachim, and das is seder tires. So chachma is seder kachim. As I state in the Gemara Shabbos. So the Afla asks, it's a steer, it's a Gemara in Basra, kuf ayin hey. You have to get all the way to kuf ayin hey. The Gemara says haroifa sheyachkim yasik b'dini mominis. Person wants to become a chacham, he should be oisik in dini moment. He should learn Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. Yachkim is chacham. Chacham means kachim. So the theory is pshat, and in the Gemara there, the Hafla says, Haroitza sheyachkim. Someone wants to tackle learn chacham from kachim. Yasik b'dini moment. Make sure before you're going there to learn Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. First be oisik in dini moment, and then you'll be well prepared afterwards when you're b'shleimus and noshem nezikin. Yasik b'dini moment is then. Then you can go to Chochma. In advance, you should learn. In the Etzem Inyan of Karbonos, the Ramban in the Parsha here brings from the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim. The Rambam in Moir Nevuchim writes that the Inyan of Karbonos is because there were certain ancient Umos that would do Avoida to Kvosim, Seirim, and Bokar. He says the Mitzrim were mishtachavet to the Se, the Kastim would be oivet to the Seirim, to certain Shadim which look like Seirim. The Anshei Hoidu, he writes, Ad Hayoim, it's true, they never shech the Bokar, by them they avoid this Bokar. And to go against this, there's the Inyan of Karbonos. And the Ramban is Shtar Kholik, he says, Heichi Tochen, Lasoi Shulchan Hashem Begoyo, Just to go against it. Be'etem, that's all it is. Be'etem, it's a mudnazach that they're doing. We just want to have something in parallel that we shouldn't do it like them. That we would do. Mishulchan Hashem would be begoil. Avadi says the union of karbonis is much more than that. Be'emes Adam Arishan, it says in the Rambam, brought a carbon. Kain and Hevel, certainly the Pesukim say brought karbonis. Noyach brought karbonis. This is all before the Mitzrim and the Kasnim and the Hoidim. It's not. There's an union of carbon, obviously, before. So the Rabban explains that the union of carbon is avada, is some kind of a chibur to the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's interesting. The Meshech Chochma, at the beginning of the parsha, he brings back this machloikis, and he says the Rambam says it's kedei laharchik odom in ha'avoy dezara, and the Rambam says it's lekarev kol ha'koyches va'elyonis of the olamos inyan electri ruchni. That's the lashon of the Meshech Chochma, not the Rambam. It's an electric. It's some kind of ruchni stika electric, electricity, some kind of a chibur. That connects the different ilamas. And the Rambam goes on to explain that if it's called Ishei Reach Michoyach Lashem, it's obviously much more than just the Inna Lahaitim Liban Ababai Dazar. It's a, you do it like a machlaikis. We don't have karbonis mismanazeh. The emes, it's makriv and afal pisha ain bias. You have to know what exactly is the mania from being makriv karbonis. It's a big sugya. Sometimes you have hutri, you have tchuy, even though we're all tummy mace. Someone told me there's a paraduma, some place. You have to know what's the meaning exactly. But akaponim is man is that we have tefillah b'makom karbonos. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Sadi Ches. Tefillah is b'makom karbon. And he says a few interesting halachas that are based on karbonos. Therefore, the tefillah has to be with the right kavana, dumi to a karbon, it has to be the right kavana, without a machshavas pigle. It needs to be mu'umid, the same way by karbonis, the avoid had to be standing. It needs to have a kviyas mokoy, because every carbon had a kviyas mokoy where it is, where the matandam is, where the shchita is, betzofen, or bechol azara, which chelik of the mizbeach, and do the zrika. It has to be b'malbushim no'im, just like bigdei kahuna, also by tefila, a person should etzem have begodim yuchadim, a whole rishima of inyonim that tefila connected karbonis. We say in davening, by the bracha of Ritzei, the bracha of Avoida, we say, V'hoshev es ha'avoida l'dvir be'secha, and then the next words, it's unclear what it means. V'ishe Yisrael, what's the Ishe Yisrael? U'sfilosa mehera ba'ahava sekabel baratzen. What does it mean, V'ishe Yisrael? Again, V'hoshev es ha'avoida l'dvir be'secha, we're asking that the Avoida should come back. The Ishe Yisrael, what does that mean? And then it continues that the tefillah should neher be miskabu ba'ava. So the Torah brings down, and it's based on a Tosis in the end of Masechta Menachos, a few different pshatim. What does it mean, the Ishe Yisrael? One pshat is it's going on the tefillahs. Our tefillahs are b'mokan karbon. Ishe Yisrael means karbonis. I have no karbonis. What are we davening now that the karbonis should be accepted? It means the tefillah, the Ishe Yisrael, the tefillah, which is b'mokan karbonis, and also the tefillah, the literal, the tefillah, also the aspect that tefillah is carbon, and also b'chalal, there are other aspects to tefillah as well. Tefillah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's connected karbonis, it has its own identity as well. So it's the Ishe Yisrael, which is tefillah connected karbonis, u's tefillosim and the tefillah. It should all be miskabel b'ratzin. Taisim Menachos brings another pshat, that the Medrash says, the Gemara says that Michol Sar HaGodol, one of the big malachim, is makriv, the neshamis of tzaddikim on a mizbeach. And he's makriv kvasim of esha on the mizbeach. It's a special carbon. When we daven, this malach, Michol Sar HaGodol brings Ishe Yisrael, it's oila with the tefillahs. We're asking that should go up. That's even mizmanazem. Michol Sar HaGodol is being makriv nishmesh of tzaddikim. But there's another pshat, and this is an afkamina lahalacha. When you, in Kavanah Tadavani, basic Pashat Pshat, the Pirush Hamilas of Tefillah. The other Pshat, the Torah says that Ishi Yisrael Paka literally means Karbonis. Again, the Kasha was, that the words are, that our Tefillahs and our Ishi Yisrael should be Miskaba. Ishi Yisrael means Karbonis. What are we asking? Our Karbonis should be Miskaba. What Karbonis? So either it means Tefillah, which is Kenegat Karbonis, and it's just like saying Tefillah and the Karbon of Tefillah. Or it's going on the Bechol Sar HaGodol, that when we're davening is Makrev Karbonis of Eish, of Nishmesh of Tzaddikim. But the other pshat, l'chayr, appropriate to have in mind both when you say the words. Listen carefully. It's going on the previous words. We're asking, please return us to the Beis HaMikdash. V'ishe Yisrael, please return us the Karbonos. V'ishe Yisrael goes back on the earlier part of the sentence. Return us the Avoid of Dvir Beischa. Return us the Isha Yisrael. Return us to the Karbonos. And then separately, we're asking, it's a whole new pshat that the Isha Yisrael is going on the later pshat. You know, it's interesting, it's not committed. The Torah has a sheet that's machloikis, because we don't pass like that. The Torah says, since we don't duchen by mincha, and therefore we don't say, you don't start from Ritzei. You don't really start the first words, Ritzei. Only by chakras and we say Ritzei. He says, by mincha, we don't pass this, but he brings a day. So by mincha, you don't start from the words Ritzei. You start from the words V'ishe Yisrael. And he's obviously learning that V'ishe Yisrael was Tfilas Meher Ba'av. Because if V'ishe Yisrael is going on the beginning, he should have said, by mincha, you start with Utfilas. So you see, he was Machriya that way. But the Olam is noyeh to have in mind both. Three, that's it, but it's two Iker Pshat and how to break up the words.
Why did not Nichlal in Avoida?
What?
Why did not Nichlal in Avoida? Rosh is Avoida on the Shisa, it's obviously.
No, one is the Beis HaMikdash, one is the Karbonos.
Avoida?
Rosh is Avoida? Yeah, the Avoida and the Karbonos. All the Sidri Avoida that there is, and literally the Karbonos itself. If it meant Tefillah and Karbonos also, isn't it? Takrivu es Karbanchem is Rosh Tevis. Alaturim brings Takrivu es Karbanchem is Rosh Tevis Tof Kuf Beis. It's because we said the Tfilis is connected to Karbonis, but the Tfilis is also connected the Ovis. Shachris Min Chamayr is connected to Ovis. That's why davening is called De Avunan. Davening comes from the word De Avunan from our fathers. The Ovis lived 502 years. 502 years. Avram lived 175, Yitzchak 180, and Yaakov 147 is together. The Yerushalmi brings the Gini Brachas is 502 years. It's connected to 500 years between each Rakia. It's a whole Arichas there, but Takrivus Karbanchem is that Rosh Tevis, is Tov Kuf Beis. And it has to do with the fact that the Tefillah encompasses all of that. And there's a whole Indian of 502, but just, it's not for now. Meretz Hashem will have a Shiran Tainus Esther. I want to go to Parsha Zachar now, but so the Ramah brings that the Pshat is you can't figure out the Gematria. The Gematria is 502. It has to do with this Indian for sure, but that's Mazunder Shmuz. The Gemara says in Beitza that Tesvav Haroitze Sheyiskaimu Nechosov Yito Bohen Ador. Shenemar Adir Bamorim Hashem. If someone wants to have a kiyam on his mechosim, he should plant an ador. Zokt Rashi, a person who has a field, and it's not anything unique or special, it's just another field out of many, and he wants it to be something unique, it should have a kiyam, he should plant an ador tree. An ador is a kind of a tree that's like a choshev, a unique, meshubich to pi'ilon, and then, oh, that's the ador tree field. That's the ador field. The Marsha has a different chapter that's going on, Sedokah. I want to say a pshat, efsher, a righteous yiskayim with a chosov, b'nei Torah have mechosim about it. Many mechosim. You have cheshvin, kislev, tevis, shvat, adar aleph. You have a lot of mechosim, a lot of kinyonim that a person went through a zman, through a tkufa. And a lot of times, you know, comes adar, the vet fashvacht. A bocha told me that the emes in his biological clock, it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan already, a river. He's not... So Avada, the Pshat is, the Yerushalmi says that for 3 years Besulim is Choshen, but when Chazal say that it's an Ibriyot, then it sees changes. And also the Gavi Parsha Zohar, there's a Shaila that, you know, maybe when an Ibriyot, you should also have in mind that Parsha is Kiseitze, because it's more than 12 months, but they say, no, the Metzias is Kibit. It's Adar now, it's madness. Over a Reutzashi is Skainu Nechosov Yitav and Adar. If a person pack a plant and puts Koichas in Adar, we said before that Adar is the Inyan of the Ashrosa Shechina. If you put the koichas in the Adar taka, if you put the koichas into Adar, that's a keying for the entire nechosim that he has. The shleimus of all of his nechosim, if it's Yitav ben Adar. Now it's interesting, we said Adar is Aleph Dor. Do you want to make a dira for the Rabbanu Shel Olam? For the Aleph, for the Alufish Shel Olam. And it's dafka in this Chodesh. That's why the Mishkan was in this Chodesh, and we learned about the Mishkan in this Chodesh. But there's another nekuda that's very interesting. Mishenichnas Adar is Marvin B'Simcha. Meaning there's a bazunder din of simcha in Adar, not just Purim. And it's Memes Mefurish in the bracha of Asher Haini that we say Kimu aleim lasis apurim. Vilismoyach bechol shana. What's vilismoyach? Purim means everything. The Megillah, the Tanakhans, the Yonim, the Simcha. What's vilismoyach bechol shana? Means the other Simcha. That's what I heard. There was a Tekon of Purim with all of the Dinim, and then there's a Simcha of Adar. What's the Simcha of Adar? So Efsha, interesting Nakuda. The Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Simen Tov Yud Ches brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Balatur, and brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda that the three regalim are connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's a whole cheshbon that Avram is connected Pesach, Yitzchak is connected Shavuos, Yaakov is connected Sukkis, Yaakov Nosu Sukkosa. Then the Yud Beis Shvatim are connected to Yud Beis Rosh Chodesh, because originally Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a Yontif before the Chet Egel. It's a whole cheshbon. This carbonus on Rosh Chodesh, the same carbonus that we bring on the Moyed Betzim, it's the same par, the Eilish and Kosim, Shnei par. Which Chodesh is connected with Shevet? Yesh bazeh arichus dvorim in the Svarim, which Chodesh goes to which Shevet? There are various Shitas. What I noticed interesting, harbei dorshim on Yosef. There are those that say that Yosef is Adar, which would be quite appropriate because there are two Adars, which Yosef splintered off into Menashe and Ephraim. Although someone wanted to tell me if I cared, Adar Beis is not connected to Mazel, it's not connected, it's like its own. Right, like Mechemes HaMolek, Moshe said, Yifchar lanu anoshim, the Chizkuni writes already, it means people that aren't, were born in other bays. People that are born in other bays are lamalam and amaz. It's not connected to Yud Beis, it's a separate mitzvah. But maybe it's Menashe and Ephraim. But I've seen the emes, other chadoshim shayach to other shvatim. Yosef is the most, k'mat every chodesh, there's a shtikl Torah in this forum that Yosef is shayach to that shevet. Yosef finds himself Iberal. Iberal in this forum right there, it's Adar. Now it's interesting because Vaisnes Yosef is a central shevet. Yosef was supposed to have Yudei Shvatim, Yotza Eser Tipois, Mimein Tziponi, Yodov. There are 12 Avonim on the Choshen. Yosef's Eben is Shoyham. Tarshish Shoyham, the Yoshva. There's many Cheshbonis where each one goes, but basically everyone has Reuven is Oidem and Yoshva is Binyamin. It gets confusing afterwards. Everyone goes across or down, but a lot of the Shittas learn that Yosef is Shoyham, and the only thing that's set there is that Reuben is Oidim and Binyamin is Yoshua. But Yosef is Shoyham. There was also another Avnei Shoyham that had all the 12 Shvatim on the 8th. It was Avnei. It's the same Shoyham. It's a kind of a stone. The Shoyham of Yosef is the Shoyham of the Yud Beis Shvatim on the 8th. Avnei Shoyham. Yosef is Shaykh Taka to all of it, and the reason is because Yosef is the Yisoid. Yosef is the Yisoid, Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. Yosef represents the Amida, the Nisoyan of Yisoid, and it's Takah the Yisoid of everything, because Nafal HaYisoid, Nafal HaBinyan. The person has to know that the Yisoid that we have from Yosef is the Yisoid of everything. And without it, a person can't be the Simcha. There's a lot of things, but I want to talk about Simcha. The person is not Sholei, or Atoponim Omel, in this Tchum. He's not going to be the Simcha. He's going to be not in a good state. Pashut Mitzias is Simcha. Because Simcha is the harmony. The Rabbi Volbe writes, La'yishrei leiv Simcha. Simcha is when a person is sholem in harmony between what his guf wants and what his neshama wants. And there's a tug of war and they want different things. And when it's pulling in both directions, there's going to be a problem. But when a person is sholem in this nekuda, then he's not able to be the Simcha. That's after the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, Chodesh of Yosef. The Chodesh of Shaykh makes a person Shaykh Tashuras HaShchina. The Chodesh that if he's Noite Behen Adar, he's going to have a Kiyam for all of his Mechasim. That's the Simcha Efshir of Chodesh Adar. Another Nakuda that's very important, the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, ain't Simcha Ka'ataras HaSfekis. Ain't Simcha Ka'ataras HaSfekis. Amalek is the Shpitz Sufik. Amalek is Sufik. Amalek is gematria Suffolk, 240. Amalek is also gematria rum, not in English, rum, in Hebrew, rum, is gaiva. Amalek is gaiva, Amalek is Suffolk. The Amalek, his shroshim is already from the Nochash HaKadmoini, who the Nochash HaKadmoini said, it says on him, HaNochash Hishi'ani Va'oichel. What's Hishi'ani? Yesh and Ayin. From that Yesh and Ayin comes the suffix of we don't know what's here, what's not. By Amalek it says, Hayesh Hashem Bekir Bacha im Ayin. Amalek creates that suffix, the unknown of not seeing clearly between the guf and the neshama, and not having the clarity of what's really going on. That's the suffix of Amalek. That leads to the rum of Amalek. And the simcha comes when a person is matir that suffix. When he gets clarity in seeing what's really going on in this world. In the Mordecai, the Soid, I heard from Rav Osher Shlita, Mordecai Zach. It's Rav Osher Mishikosa. There's a machloikis, there's different tzugangs to Megillus Esther. It says Hamelech in the Megillah many times. There's a mahalach that Hamelech means Achashveirush, literally. But there's also, it means Hamelech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can be read on that realm. So Poshet Malert, Tzvei Din, Tzvei Malach, Hamelech, the Megillah can be read that Hamelech means Achashveirush. The Megillah can be read that Hamelech means the Rabbi Shlomo. Tzvei Gans. Tzvei Din. So Rabbi Shlomo, many sugyas, when there's a mahalach, the boy is that the sugyas give out this Tzvei Dinim, he boys always a different cook in the sugyas. Okay, it's really one din. It's really one din. It's a whole tzuga. And he says over here, in Shittosim, it's not that there's two mahalach. You know, some people think, people that have emes, oydei es Hashem, seriously, and they know that there's their avodas Hashem, avodas pnimis of tefillah, limud haTorah, midos, chesed, a whole world. And I'm talking about be'emes, oydim be'emes that have this whole world, their oylam apnimi and their oylam of their avodah and their oylam of growth. And that is the real world, the oylam emes, the real world, oylam emes. Welcome, tell me, they're going back to the real world, to the oil man's. Eventually we all go to the oil man's, but that's later. The richtige cook is to realize that it's not two different things that are going on at the same time. There's my avoida, my tefillah, my Torah, and then there's my there's politics, and there's fun, and there's sushi, all the kind of other things. And okay, we're balancing a little of both. The emes cook in Adar, when I've had against your Adar, but in Adar, in Aleph Dar, when we want to make this dira, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Tachtoinim, is to realize that when we say Hamelech Zohar HaShveirish, it is Hamelech Zohar Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rabbi Shalom Be'emes lives in every single Nakuda from the Welt. Ad today, that it's really Chadu. It's really all Hashem Echad. And Amalek is Lehedi Kenegadis. It says Hashem Echad, the Dalit is big. But on the other hand, it says El Acher, Blessed Shnachmala El Acher, the Acher, the Reish, is also big. And it's coming, as far as explained, and I saw some others, there's Hashem Echad, and there's the El Acher. What's the Hashem Echad and what's the El Acher? What's the difference, Bechlal, between the Reish and the Dalit? The difference is a mashu. The difference between a Dalit and a Reish is a Kutzei Shel Yud. You add a tiny drop to the edge of the Reish, it becomes a Dalit. So the whole difference between Hashem Echad and El Acher is that mashu. And the Meis Yisrael explains, the Pasuk says, Koitz V'Dardar, Tatzmiach Lach, it says in Bereishis, after the Chet, Koitz V'Dardar. Dardar is the difference between the Dalit and the Reish. The difference of seeing the small Aleph, but seeing that that's the whole, that small Aleph, that Kutzei Shel Yud. Koitz is Gematria 196, the difference between the Dalit and Reish. Dalit is 4. Reish is 200. The difference between the Dalit and the Reish is Koitz. The Kutzei Shel Yud, the tiny Aleph. But it's all the difference in the world. If you're wearing the right glasses and you see the Rabban Shloilem or not. Melchama Lashem Ba'amolek, Midor Dor. Dalit Reish. That's the Melchama Lashem Ba'amolek. Chazal say that Amalek, his choisim is like a zvuv. That is the pasuk that says, "Ksoiv zois zikorein basefer v'sim ba'oznei Yeshua." It's Rosh Tevis zvuv. The Baal HaTurim says it's Rosh Tevis zvuv. A zvuv, in the Sefer Torah we know, can fall on a sefer and shepherd a little bit the dioi, turn a dalit into a resh. You have to have a special dioi. It shouldn't get shtar like that. There's also the zvuv of Amalek is coming to shepherd that nekuda. It's the zvuv. The Gemara says in Brachas is oimid b'tischei alev. The zvuv is oimid min yetzatog b'yetzahara. But it's all the difference that nekuda of Amalek to shepherd the Dalet into a resh from Hashem Echad to El Acher is all the nekuda, and it's the whole all, through all the doiros that it's midor dor to make that koitz v'dardar, and arbit is to come to the richtige hakara of Hashem Echad by being misboinin in the small aleph and turn it from vayikar mikre into vayikra of chiba, and it's very halig yeteg that we're going into now from the Yimei HaPurim, and we should be zoichetaka to come to see shel ein oid muvada.